You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. Violent crime has been on the rise in New York City this year, and that's after years of decline. But misdemeanor arrests have actually still been falling for years. The NYPD says misdemeanors fell 45% as of mid-October. That's compared to the same period last year. But a disproportionate number of those arrested and charged with misdemeanors are still people of color. That's according to a new study by the Data Collaborative for Justice at CUNY's John Jay College. The study looked at New York and other cities, and it's noteworthy because these lower-level crimes do make up the vast majority of interactions between police officers and the communities that they're supposed to serve. So joining us now to discuss the report is one of its authors, Erica Bond. She was previously a special advisor on criminal justice during the de Blasio administration. She's now policy director for the Data Collaborative for Justice. Hi, Erica. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi, Sean. Thank you for having me.
So to start, misdemeanors are low-level crimes, but they can also include a lot of different offenses. So can you just cue us in on what types of crimes you are talking about in this report?
Certainly. So in this report, we're looking at all kinds of misdemeanors and lower-level enforcement in New York City. That might include things like turnstile jumping, shoplifting, low-level assault, so assaults that don't result in injury or don't involve a weapon. I should note that across all of our jurisdictions, misdemeanors might be defined differently. And so for each of the research network sites, they were taking a look at misdemeanors as defined in accordance with their local criminal code.
So, Erica, you studied New York and a number of different cities around the country. Let's dig into the New York findings for a second. Can you tell us what you learned about New York City?
So in New York City, we took a look at misdemeanor arrest data from 2000 to 2017. And what we found was that misdemeanor arrests peaked in 2010 at approximately 4,300 misdemeanor arrests per 100,000 people in New York City and declined substantially by 2017 to approximately 2,600 misdemeanor arrests per 100,000 New York City residents. And so what we saw during the study period was that there was a 39% decline from the peak in 2010 to 2017.
Wow. And in your report, despite the falling numbers here when it comes to misdemeanors, you found that African Americans are still arrested at the highest rates in all of these cities, including New York City, again, even as the number of arrests overall fell. Does that give us any insight into policing?
So that's correct. And we saw that in New York City at the beginning of the study, the ratio of Black people arrested for every white person arrested was 4.4.
Wow.
At the peak of enforcement in 2010, it went up to 5.9 and then declined to 5.2.
Can you tell us anything about age and gender? Say, are young men arrested more often than anyone else, according to what you found?
So what we found across the sites was that at the beginning of the study period, the youngest age groups were actually arrested at the highest rate.
Wow.
But that there were substantial declines in arrests of the youngest age groups across all of the study sites. And with respect to gender, men were consistently arrested at higher rates than women.
So the length of your study period here has seen some pretty substantial changes in policy, at least here in New York City. What changes did you notice in the types of misdemeanors that people were being arrested for during the years of your study, especially in regard to, say, drug offenses?
So discretionary drug-related charges became a smaller proportion of enforcement overall, and charges involving a victim or a complainant became a much larger share of misdemeanor enforcement.
Do you think that has anything to do with policy changes?
So there were a number of sites that had instituted reform specifically with respect to marijuana. So it's quite possible that that relates to local policies and practices, yes.
So finally, Erica, it comes, I'm sure, as no surprise to listeners that a lot of things are changing in the world. We're in the midst of a pandemic. Many more people have been released from jail to limit the spread of COVID. Certain violent crimes like shootings are up while others fell, especially during the shutdown. So when we're studying crime, say, this year and beyond, what should we be looking for?
So I think it's important that we continue to track misdemeanor enforcement rates in New York City and, of course, across the country, as these will certainly be shaped by COVID-19, as well as the many other reforms that are being implemented in response to the Black Lives Matter movement. One thing that we did take a look at as part of our study was whether there was any relationship between misdemeanor enforcement and more serious crime.
Yeah.
And we really found that fluctuating rates of misdemeanor enforcement didn't seem to have much of a relationship to more violent crime.
Erica Bond is the policy director of the Data Collaborative for Justice at John Jay College, and she co-authored the report. You can find it at datacollaborativeforjustice.org. Erica, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Sean.